We are winning on the rebooting of the economy. The victories have been phenomenal. They have been devastating the globalists. But some big challenges this week and into next week are so critical. I'll be getting into next segment. But back to this indicting Clapper, Brennan, Comey, Hillary, and having an impeachment of Obama. People don't understand this, and it should be Biden too. You can have an impeachment after they're out of office and strip them of their presidency and their immunity. And that's what David Schoen, who people think Alan Dershowitz is the best lawyer in the country. I mean, he's definitely smart. Everybody that knows is David Schoen. And who is a listener, by the way. I'll leave it at that. But the point is that it's cut and dry. It needs to be done. Let's go after them all. And I know I just harped on that, but they created all these lies. They pushed these lies to try to overthrow the elections. They use it to steal 2020. And here's Robert Barnes yesterday talking about it and saying it needs to be done. And then Trump this morning with Gateway Pundit saying, yes, he thinks that needs to be done. So let's go. Let's go. This isn't like persecute Trump for a bunch of made up crap. And that turns the public against the Democrats. People knew it was BS. Just like my show trials. Blew up in their face. They got their fake judges. Everybody, I mean, almost everybody now knows it was scams because they watched it. And she'd order the cameras turned off at points, but forgot a few times. You're not allowed to say you're innocent. You're already guilty. You know, stuff like that. People are like, what? How does she say he's guilty? Yeah, she already found me guilty. So this is, with them, it's absolutely ridiculous the crimes they've committed, and everybody knows they're bad, and people want justice. They want to punish the bad guys so their minions cut and run, and so they get the fear of God back in them and not have this free-for-all. Here's...
We either deep six the deep state or the deep state deep sixes us. And for President Trump, either he drains the swamp or the swamp will drain him. I recommend going through the impeachment route. I think that constitutionally that's the proper protocol for a president or vice president anyway. So impeach them. I mean, that's great for the midterms. The go through an impeachment proceeding, disclose it publicly, everything that went on in the House. Go through the impeach Barack Hussein Obama, impeach Joe Biden.
Yeah, people don't know. You can impeach somebody after the fact. That means pull their presidential immunity, remove their presidential immunity by defrocking them.
Exactly. And publicly exposing this for once and for all, and that there be some consequence for all of this. And so that's one parallel track.
Oh, if Trump could get that done, they would win 100 seats in the House.
Correct. It would be a massive way. It's what the public is begging for is cleaning up this corruption once and for all. And we need accountability and consequence. We remember back in the late 1970s, we're on the verge of some consequence from the MK Ultra disclosures, from the Assassinations Committee, all of those things by Frank Church's Select Committee on Intelligence. And then all of a sudden, it all got cleaned up in the early 80s with the Iran-Contra hostage deal that the Reagan administration secretly cut, and they put the deep state back in charge. And they have never faced consequences ever since. And they almost assassinated Reagan. So Reagan got the message to back off and let Poppy Bush run the show on the intelligence side of the equation. And that's what happened, as he had done previously. And then at the same time, and then brought in people like Barr, Mueller, all those guys go back to that time period. Comey, to a certain degree, goes back to that time period. But on the other track, they can bring all the criminal indictments that they need by simply having the right people assign the strike force. Have the right-wing versions of honest versions of Andrew Weissman assigned to this, bulldogs who understand criminal law, know how to go after these people, do not do the case in the District of Corruption, take the case down to the Southern District of Florida, whereas we explained at the time, Alex, I mean, we talked about what that was attempted another cover-up. The raid on President Trump's house was to grab the files so they could permanently destroy them.
All right, we'll be right back on the economy. Then the word is Trump's going to stage a coup.
Ultimate Fish Oil is not just a supplement, but a statement.
Morning. Morning.
Not only can Ultimate Fish Oil from InfoWarsStore.com help your heart, mind, and joints, but it keeps InfoWars on the air.
Morning. Morning.
Your heart is the engine of your life, and Ultimate Fish Oil is the premium fuel it craves.
Morning. 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 Morning.
Ultimate Fish Oil is your cognitive clarity captain. The DHA in this formula is a foundational stone for brain health. Ultimate Fish Oil is your joint health general. The soothing reduction in inflammation ensures you'll feel invincible in the info war. InfoWars has never wavered from its mission, and with Ultimate Fish Oil, neither will you. Step up to the plate, nourish your body, and nourish the fight for a future where the new world order is defeated. Get it now at InfoWarsStore.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right, coming up at the bottom of the hour, I'm going to get into the latest judicial tyranny with judges trying to block Congress and laws they passed. Not the Supreme Court. That's the only one that can do that. It's co-equal. But district courts. They're getting more brazen. We're also going to get into Congress now moving against the EU and their incredibly draconian censorship laws that they're trying to use to control us here domestically. We've also got Israeli settlers burning down churches in the West Bank and blowing up people's houses again. 2 weeks after the U.S. Ambassador Mike Huckabee to Israel, who's totally pro-Israel, sent them letters asking him to please stop. We'll tell you what's really going on behind the scenes. With that, we have, well, I'm going to get into this 8.8 mega earthquake, the biggest in decades, that hit off Russia's Far East coast. Tsunami waves reached Japan, Hawaii, and California. We're also going to get into how illegal aliens are being hired as police around the country. I mean, there is a lot coming up today, and I intend to open the phones up in the third and fourth hour today. Also, Tucker Carlson had a renowned historian on how international banks funded World War I and World War II. Now, Anthony Sutton and the Church Committee hearings brought all this out in the 70s. But Tucker's being attacked for having this historian on, and I know who the historian is. He is renowned, but I've already, this is all mainline history. They're calling Tucker anti-Semitic because the heads of the German Central Bank and the head of the U.S. Central Bank were two Jewish brothers. What? And it's the media attacking Tucker, injecting the fact they were Jewish. He didn't make the point they were Jewish. But yeah, no. The Rothschilds on record have been funding every side of European wars for 300 years. So when I criticize the Rothschilds or the Warburgs, I'm not bringing the fact that they're Jewish in. I'm bringing in the fact that international banks love to fund both sides of a war, and we'll explain why coming up when I play those clips in the fourth hour. But it's just wild to see these attacks when Tucker's just exposing the private Federal Reserve, because here's the key. The private Federal Reserve had an audit in 1913 when Congress passed the Federal Reserve Act. They demanded who owned it. And 80%+ was owned by European shareholders, the majority of it Rothschilds. There's not been an audit since then. That's 100+ years. What, 112 years? So when Jerome Powell will not cut interest rates, but he's part of the same private central bank that owns the British Central Bank, the Canadian Central Bank, the EU Central Bank, the German Central Bank, they're all private. It's the same shareholders. And they give them interest rate cuts, but not us. It's illustrative of how this is an attack on America. So that's coming up. But I wanted to get Dr. Kirk Elliott on because he's loaded for bear on all these big articles about this bubble, ripe for AI.com bust, bigger than we saw in the dot-com bubble busting. All these key deadlines coming up. We also have the European Central Bank head admits that without CBDC, central bankers risk becoming obsolete. and they're going to use these to control our every action. This is very, very dangerous. So there's a lot, I mean, just intense economic news breaking. So I wanted to get renowned economist and theologian and the owner of the largest silver and gold brokerage in North America, because they have the best deals, the best service, the best quality. It's very simple. They sell wholesale to you. So you know the price of wholesale daily, and you get it, and you can sell it back for no charge. Nobody big does that. There's no brainer where to go. Kirk Elliott Precious Metals. We'll put it on screen, kepm.com/gold. Make sure we get the credit for your support. kepm.com/gold, 720-605-3900. If you'd have bought gold and silver in the last 14 months, he's been our sponsor. That is the best performing asset overall. But he's also pro-crypto, and what Trump has done has supercharged that. So we'll hit that. So Dr. Elliott, there's a lot of places to go here. We'll probably give you about 40 after or so. So I want to try to let you get to it. But first off, in general, since Liberation Day in April, I would say as a layperson, Trump's trade plan is overperforming with the EU capitulating, Japan, Indonesia. I mean, it just goes on and on. And 3% growth rates, inflation slowing, energy prices going down. It's still terrible, but we definitely see the course changing. Do you agree with that statement, or is that accurate?
I totally agree with that statement. It's this pendulum shifting moment. And this morning I walk into the office, turn on Bloomberg, and sure enough, the GDP number is up 3%. You know what, Alex? The economists were shocked. It's like, can't believe it went up 3% in the second quarter. And honestly, I couldn't believe it either. It's like, okay, this is really quite good. And then I started thinking, Trump is winning so big, Alex, so big that the economists of the world, the banksters, everybody's like, what are we going to do? He's actually upsetting our globalist apple cart here, right? And so when you look at some of the wins that he's had, they're out of this world big, and you cover them all the time. But, you know, way back, earlier in the year, when the tariffs were kind of all the news, and people said, oh, these tariffs, these are stupid, and this is going to destroy the middle class, and it's going to hurt Americans, we have to realize tariffs do two things. Number one, they're a revenue-generating arm where you tax foreign governments and other countries to sell to wealthy Americans. Okay, that's one. The other one, it's a negotiating tool, right? It's like, why do we hold all the cards in all of these? Because we're America. If we were a small, dinky country, we wouldn't hold any cards. But when Trump puts on the table, hey, we are going to slap tariffs on all your goods, and you're going to hurt your own economies unless you capitulate, well, then ultimately that negotiating power is going to win, level out the playing field. This is what's starting to happen and why Trump is being so successful. So just this week, right? Well, actually going into last week up until now, what are the two big, massive tariff wins? Number one, Japan. One of the largest manufacturers in the world. What comes from Japan? Sony, Panasonic, Honda, Toyota, Lexus, Infiniti. I mean, you look at these Nissans, you look at these, there's a lot of big manufacturers. What did Trump accomplish? Okay. So what Trump accomplished with Japan is so good. $550 billion direct investment into the United States economy from Japan. 0% tariffs on American goods being sold to Japan. And a 15% reciprocal tariff on Japan on all of their stuff being sold to America. It's like, what? How does this make sense for Japan? Tell you how it makes sense for Japan, because they want to sell Hondas and Toyotas and Nissans and Sonys and Panasonics to American consumers. This is a huge win, Alex. Massive.
And what's and that $550 billion going to be used that for? That the globalists have decided to crash the world economy and then bring in austerity. Trump's launching a global initiative to boost the whole world economy, up energy output and food output, as he said, not just for America, but worldwide, for stability. And the world's like, yeah, we like this, instead of the UN, Klaus Schwab, Great Reset. So Trump's simply selling a plan, and the world is responding because the U.S. was in control of the globalist system. Now we've seized control of the U.S. We're in control of the globalist system, and Trump is doing something that's very fair and very smart.
Very fair and very smart. And add to this, Japan is big. Add to this the European Union. European Union is even bigger. What comes from there? BMWs and Audis and Mercedes and Volkswagens and Nestle chocolate. I mean, all this stuff, right?
And all and the so, wine and all the stuff.
All of that. So what did he accomplish there? Again, 15% tariff, right? Okay, this is really good. They're also going to buy $750 billion of energy from America. We've got 0% tariffs on American goods going into Europe. Again, why would they ever say something like this is a good idea for us? Because they want to sell to us. See, this is going to be so good because these direct investments, they are going to be building factories, Hondas and Toyotas and Nissans and BMWs. You know, when they direct investment into America, they're going to be
absolutely
doing
you're
something
explaining
that's
why this
benefit
is working
them.
But they don't know what to do in the corporate media now. And then now the dollar is shooting up against the euro, which it had dropped dangerously. You'd predict it would drop quite a bit. Now it's starting to go back up. Why do we see these headlines? Why a make it or break it week looms for the U.S. economy? What do you expect Powell to do after Trump's put so much pressure on him? Euro suffers steepest one-day drop against dollar since May as U.S.-EU deal. How does that factor in?
Well, the Fed is meeting today. They will have their announcement after I'm off the air with you in a couple of hours. And you know what? Powell is probably not going to lower interest rates again. Again. Even after Trump, it just keeps pounding on him, saying how he's slow and not doing what's right for America. And he's going to cause a recession. And Americans need to be able to afford to finance homes, right? I mean, this is all part of what Trump is doing.
By the way, you predicted it
right
in the last 14 months every time that he would keep them there. And Trump has said he thinks he will lower them today. You think Powell will still buck it?
I don't think he's going to lower them today. I mean, I pray to God that I'm wrong. I pray to God that I'm wrong because America needs him to lower interest rates. Here's the ramifications and why I think that this is so political, Alex, because Powell is not going to get blamed for a recession. Trump will. If you don't lower interest rates, you could go into a recession after all these amazing wins. It's going to tarnish Trump. And we've got an election, midterm elections next year. People vote with their wallets, right? So if you can keep this economy sluggish and slow, the globalists think they've got it over
sure,
Trump,
that
right?
Sure, that's their plan. So, but even after he went to the Fed building where they have $3.1 billion overruns and Powell's been caught lying to Congress, even after that, you think Powell will continue to do this?
That's my guess. That's my guess because unless he's completely buffaloing people, right? I mean, you have to stay silent right before these meetings. And so there's nothing that's really being said. But the things that he said prior to this leads me to believe he's not going to lower them. Right now, we might be trying to trick everybody, but I don't think
No, I think you're right. So what does that do to the economy? He can't be gotten rid of until next year.
If he doesn't lower interest rates, the economy doesn't have the muscle that Trump is giving it. Right. It's like trying to work out without having some carbs and working out and not eating enough protein to actually feed your muscles. Trump's giving it what it needs, except Powell doesn't have the nourishment to make it last. He's got to lower rates so people can start to afford to buy homes. This is what Trump's been bellyaching at him about the whole time. And so we'll see what happens. But what Trump is also doing is with the Genius Act and stable coins. I mean, there's a lot of people who love it, a lot of people who hate it. Here's what I think this tells us in a big picture. Stable coins, cryptocurrency tokens that are backed by the US dollar or some other currency from another country, right? What is that? This is away from central bank digital currency.
Let me introduce this. This literally creates a war bond. It creates a remonetization. and it moves away from central banks that have always had the power to create currency. And that's where you're going with this. So a lot of people are saying, oh, no, it's going to be used to set up a central bank digital currency. No, instead, it is creating an alternative system from what the globalists are setting up. And that's why they're actually so panicked and why the EU and other central banks are actually opposing what Trump did. And look, it's all dangerous. It can all be abused. But you get the globalists with their actual central bank digital currencies that they admit are going to be for controlling behavior. You got a big problem. So let's play this video since you mentioned it.
Yeah.
European Central Bank head Christine Lagarde admits that without CBDC, central banks risk becoming obsolete to things like Bitcoin and other stable coins. So they know this, and they know this is a competition to that. And what I want is the diversity of all of this. That's the answer. If we are not involved and experimenting and innovating, like Trump's doing, in terms of digital central bank money, we risk losing the role of anchor that we play. They mean control and issuing the currency. And people say, well, this could be abused either way. We're in the digital age. It's happening. The answer is diversification. The answer with AI is not having central AI that the Democrats and globalists want to ban everybody else having their own systems. The answer to this arms race is that we have competition and that we have all these new currencies, and some will be speculative and some will be bad, some will be good. But imagine having hundreds of different digital currencies and different systems in private and corporate and government and community and local. And then you can go get into the coins that stand for what you socially believe in. So it's not a top-down one world currency that tells you how to behave or you can't use it or you get credit dinged. No, instead you have thousands of different currencies and systems, and of course it'll be five or six big ones, and then that gives real diversity and gives people real mobility throughout the economy and decentralizes. Here's the clip.
There is clearly an aspiration, a desire for digital payments, much more so than it was in the past, and this is growing. We are now, in the surveys that we've conducted across the 19 members of the euro area, we have more than 50% of the respondents who say, we want digital payments. Well, less use of cash, demand for secure and riskless payments. Where do we stand?
We central bankers. We have been operating as a monetary anchor in relation to the commercial banks and the private money. If we are not in that game, if we are not involved in experimenting, in innovating in terms of digital central bank money, we risk losing the role of anchor that we have played for many, many decades. And we have historical examples of period where the central bank monetary anchor was not there, and that precipitated crisis after crisis. That certainly was the case at the time of the free banking in the 19th century. Do we want to go back to those days? Probably not. I would say certainly not from our vantage point, as a result of which we have to respond to the demand for those digital payments in order to maintain the role of anchor that we have been playing regularly.
Now, unpacking that, I got an economist coming up. It was on Tucker breaking it down. It gives these private banks the control of issuance of currency. It's central banks not the same as your local bank, folks. They've been squeezing local banks. Again, it's all a privately owned system, and they're panicking because Trump has already made us the center of innovation. He's empowering individual cryptocurrency diversified, then tying it to our currency to super boost it. This is genius. They're in total, complete cuckoo land panic mode right now. Kirk Elliott.
Well, she just said, we can't be the anchor. We don't want to go back to the 1900s when in the world of free banking, do we? Certainly not. Why wouldn't she want free banking, right? Because under central bank digital currency, under central banks as we know it, it's complete command and control.
And Kirk, to interview you, you're so right. Tell people what the U.S. growth rate was from 1789 until the Federal Reserve came in. On average, am I incorrect to say we had a 10% growth rate on average, the greatest in world history? And yeah, there were lots of speculations and booms and busts, but things were so diversified, it was wild, wild west, 10% growth rates instead of 2.5% growth rates. Can you explain that to the people?
That's what the numbers tell us. And you know why? It's because during that time, from 1776 until 1913, when the Fed came into power, when the IRS was created, who paid our bills? Foreign governments. There was tariffs. This is where Trump is bringing us back to. We didn't have Americans who had the stinking IRS saying, we're going to take 30, 40, 50, 60% of your income in taxes. See, all of our money was allowed to be injected back into the economy because foreign governments and foreign companies were paying the tax to do business here. I mean, when you open it up to our pockets are big, we're going to spend it. That's why you had that massive growth. The IRS and the Fed creating inflation, which is a hidden tax, has been very detrimental.
Well, that's another thing. Look, our currency's stable until 1913, then it's lost 98% of its value. And people don't understand, folks, communism was cooked up by the British Empire. Marx and Engels were funded to con serfs. Populations becoming free. They weren't called slaves, but they technically were in Russia, in Europe, everywhere, to the lords. You didn't own the land. You worked it. You were sharecroppers, basically. And they had to have a way to con them back in. It's in the Communist Manifesto. The income tax didn't exist until that. It literally is a communist operation given to you by the central banks who want to rule you. This is feudalism.
Yeah, I mean, progressive income tax especially, which is what we have. The more money you make, the higher your taxes. That's one of the specific 10 planks of the Communist Manifesto. Right, because it drives business incentive away. It sends it to other countries. See, what they're doing, Alex, and is so counterproductive for American growth. What Trump is doing here with the stable coins, don't listen to the nonsense. This is so good for America because it's creating an alternative private currency system. This is what stable coins issued by Tether or Circle or PayPal or Trump's coin or Ripple's, you know, their new U.S. dollar stable coin. This is the alternative system that's on a decentralized blockchain and private that gets us away from CBDC.
And you got the globalists, you've got the Federal Reserve. When you see the European Central Bank, that's the Federal Reserve, pissed about it. I mean, the Nation of Islam can have their own. The NFL yes. can have their own. The white supremacists can have their own. The Lorab, anybody, good, bad, whatever. This is decentralization.
It is. And this is how Trump can actually be behind a stablecoin act and the Genius Act and still say, we are not going to have CBDCs in America. It's like people say, well, the creation of that is a CBDC. It's like, no, it's not. It's the alternative to CBDC. See, and
yeah,
when
Martin
you have
Armstrong explained this last week, it's not it's people misunderstood it. And I kind of jumped the gun because, you know, I like folks were bringing it up and you could see it as that. But that's not what it is.
That's not what it is. And in the bigger picture, Alex, is gold and silver, stable coins, cryptocurrency, they're all thriving right now because it's an alternative to something that people don't trust, which is the central banks and banking in general.
That's right. And Trump is innovating on the leading edge of real populist revolution. I mean, just on the economy, folks, he's like a 100. I mean, it's just spectacular. I want to come back and look at some of the other big financial developments and how the globalists can sabotage this recovery that's working, but it's in danger without the rate cut. Stay with us.
There's a reason why supplements are so big and so popular and have such a great result. It's because whether it's your diet, whether it's your exercise routine, the point is you're lacking in some very important vitamins, very important minerals that can make you healthier, live longer, and feel better.
We're also under constant attack, Owen, and that's what's very important. So the modern human living experience, the environment that we subject ourselves to, it's the equivalent of smoking like a couple packs of cigarettes every single day. Like that's the bad food that we eat, that's the poison in the water, XYZ.
So it's kind of like what happens is Rex Jones in the studio with me. We're about to make a very exciting new product announcement here. So what ends up happening is whether it's the modern day diet or whether it's the modern day atmosphere or whether it's, you know, a sedative state, you're not getting whatever it is you need to make your body function at its highest capabilities.
Absolutely correct. And that's why we created these two new formulas that are now live at thealexjonesstore.com. So we've got Methyl Drive here, and we've also got Power Plant. Now, both of them at their core, they do around the same type of thing. It's increasing fuel for you to create new mitochondria. It's increasing mitochondrial efficiency. It's reducing oxidative stress and XYZ, other things like that. Now, I want to single out Power Plant really quick. If you're a guy and you're looking for a boost, a healthy, sustainable testosterone boost, we made Power Plant specifically for someone that wants to increase their free testosterone.
I remember when I was looking into supplements and stuff and different things, like, you know, people don't get enough boron. They don't even know what boron is. And I remember one thing that always stuck in my head, and that's, you know, it's just true. Well, what does boron kind of rhyme with, folks? I'll just leave it at that. You know what I mean?
We've got bits and pieces of a system here that comes together and provides you just the antioxidant support you need, the testosterone support you need, the mitochondrial health support you need. It's all there. It's all together. It's in both of these products. You could take both of these at the same time and experience a heck of a lot of benefits. Now, I would say younger, older. You're an older person. You need more overall body support. You need the overall antioxidant support. I would go with the Methyl Drive. But if you're a younger person or someone looking for a performance boost, I would go with the Power Plant.
I can enhance what I'm doing here maybe like tenfold with the right supplement routine.
Absolutely. I totally agree with that statement. Look, the reason why this is called Power Plant is because it has cordyceps in it. Now, of course, the mitochondria is the powerhouse of the cell and all of that, but cordyceps is like an elite top tier S tier ingredient, which increases the amount of ATP you make, which indirectly helps you make more mitochondria. But beyond that, increases your oxygen carrying capacity. So you want to talk about workouts. You want to talk about power and talk about strength. Talk about Power Plant.
And that's what you need, especially when you're doing a heavy lift and you need to have good breathing, or you're doing long form cardio and you need to have strong breathing. That's where this is going to come into play. And when you started to talk about the new product that we just came out with the PQQ and the CoQ10.
Yes, the Methyl Drive.
Folks, I'm telling you, it's like, if I had to do a list of like, okay, if someone said you can pick five things that you're going to get in a supplement, like what are the most important things? Guarantee you, you ask me 100 times, PQQ and CoQ10 are on that list for me 100 times.
Vitamin B12, as-methylcobalamin, the good kind. Magnesium, coenzyme Q10, CoQ10, PQQ. Black pepper for absorption. You can't ask for a better catch-all, really. And the synergy that both of these products have with the Methylene Blue is unparalleled. You will not find a better product on the market that's targeted in that specific way, because we made these for you, the customer, and for ourselves, because we believe in the product. We take the product.
TheAlexJonesStore.com to get these new products. Try them for yourself. I know they're going to become a staple. I see Rex working out here every once in a while. We've worked out in the gym every once in a while. And, you know, he's really excited about this stuff. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Of truth in a world of deception, it's Alex Jones.
All right, let's look at some of the other financial news with Dr. Kirk Elliott and give his prognosis for the future here. Again, when Trump's doing something that we think is wrong, I'm all over him. When he's doing something great, we cheerlead it. But I don't cheerlead things that I think aren't good. And you heard, you know, Dr. Elliott, I mean, this is so spectacularly successful, despite them trying to short the market in the last few months, starting in March, April, May, despite all the gloom and doom, despite not cutting interest rates, despite all of it and all the sabotage of Biden that they handed Trump, it's been spectacular. And, you know, there's still major pain in the economy. We've not turned the big cruise ship around, but it's really starting to turn. And then it's just so obvious that, you know, good cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin and other things that are alternatives to the old private central banks are going to go up, like gold and silver. So now, should gold investors switch to silver as the price surges? Market Watch is now talking about what Elliott's been talking about for years. When is that time? Also, UBS orders banks to scale back sale of complex currency products. What does that mean? Billionaire investor Ray Dalio urges 15% allocation in gold or Bitcoin, says world on verge of economic heart attack. UK is in a debt doom loop with your cash in gold. Put your cash in gold, says Ray Dalio. And that's what big governments and corporations, universities, institutions, and billionaires are doing. So we've got Trump trying to turn it around, but then I see everywhere, and I see a lot of signs it can be, you know, serious. It's not just corporate hype, that we've got this giant bubble, AI bubble. China's got incredible debt. The EU's falling apart. As bad as America is, we're the best house in a bad neighborhood. The UK's in deep trouble. Canada's in deep trouble. Bucking, you know, Trump and his economic deal would actually help them as well, because it's the monopolies up there hurt the population there more than it hurts us. That's why they pay so much more for things. This is coming to a head, and it's hard for me to gauge what is going to happen. But when we hear about out of control debt, bubbles, record credit card debt, even quote wealthy people now record credit card debt, what's really going on? And quantifying the danger. What is the danger? How bad is it? The bank failures, things like that, that we see being prepared for.
So, Alex, you had some articles on it. The biggest one that you have up there on your screen was the UBS piece. UBS is signaling with their actions, not necessarily their words, but with their actions, that there is a currency banking crisis right around the corner. How do we know? Because the business that they are in, foreign exchange and banking and things like that, they're scaling back or stopping altogether complex foreign currency transactions. Why? What do they see coming that they don't want to have?
Well, it's what you said months ago. The carry trade is basically over.
It's over. And they see so much turbulence that they don't know which way this is going to go. Because like you said earlier, the pendulum is shifting, right? What is going to be right around the corner? Are we going to see massive bank failures, which is why Wells Fargo had to borrow $188 billion in the first quarter alone just to stave off a liquidity crisis? Are they seeing bank failures? Are they seeing a change in the money system as we know it? So they're going to say, we've got to stop some of these complex currency transactions.
There's no doubt that's coming down. You have the Oracle Omaha hoarding hundreds of billions of cash in the last 3 years. What does he see coming?
Well, you don't have billionaires selling their equities and selling the things that they have ownership in and just sitting on the sideline in cash if they thought those things were going to go up. See, I think there's a tectonic shift that's about to happen. And Christine Lagarde, she's the Jerome Powell of the European Union. She's head of the European Central Bank, says that the central banks are going to become obsolete. They are scared silly over the privatization of money via stablecoins, right? So this world is changing. That UBS article is very important because I think that's right around the corner. But what I smiled at this morning is the three articles, the two by Ray Dalio and the one where it talks about, and should investors move from gold to silver? It's like, okay, Alex, we've been ahead of this curve for 2 years, you and I. 2 years, we've been telling people to go into silver. Now that the fact that the retail public is catching on to what we've been doing for 2 years and allocating into strength tells me that we're about to see massive growth. When you not only have industrial demand, you're going to have retail demand, and that means prices are going to go up. So then you've got one of the largest hedge fund managers in the world, Ray Dalio, saying, you know, how many hedge fund managers over the years have said, oh, you got to put money into precious metals? Hardly any of them. And if they did, it was this dinky percentage. He's saying 15%. You've got to get out of your cash positions, go into metals, because the world is on the verge of an economic heart attack. His words, not mine. Right. So when I look at that and I dissect it, it's like, what's the economic heart attack? It's Japan, Alex. Like you and I talked about weeks ago, Japan's loss of the yen carry trade, which was the financing arm of the global growth for since the 1980s, because at 0% Japanese yen interest rates, countries, hedge funds, big massive banks could borrow yen at zero and invest it risk-free in European bonds, U.S. bonds paying 2 or 3%. That's free money. That caused the growth. Now that Japanese rates are up 4% this year alone, yen carry trade is over, global growth is over. But don't worry if you're American, because we are actually pendulum shifting moment, coming to the top of the heap again. However, the global economy, I think, is going to hit a debt spiral, which is why UBS and all of these billionaires and the Oracle of Omaha are getting out of their positions, going into cash. I would say cash isn't safe. Cash is not safe, Alex. The U.S. Treasury is down 10%.
Things that are commodities that can be converted into cash that are portable. Yes. So just expanding on this, Trump understood all this uncertainty. He has all these top innovators and financial experts. He understands the key going into this crisis is to be the innovator, to be where everybody's investing, and to be the crypto capital, and to be the industrial gold and silver capital. He has a deal with India to only buy their gold from us now. And that's happening. So he is doing everything at every level to make us the place to flee to when this collapse happens. There'll be some bumps in it, but I see the United States going into an era that we haven't seen in 100 plus years of explosive growth on the other side of this. We are being positioned perfectly.
Perfectly. To actually be the champion and finally be the recipient rather than the little guy. You know, all these globalist international organizations that we funded with so much money and didn't get a commensurate vote on their decisions, Trump's getting rid of them, right? World Health Organization, you know, we're diminishing our stake in that. NATO, who knows what's going to happen with that? But the international community is scared that the United States, and don't look at this as a negative word, is starting to isolate itself from the global community.
And let's be clear. Let's be cynical. Trump's been against this for 40 years. He's been for these policies of, you know, tariffs and good trade deals. But the American globalist elite sold out America for international power in the last 40-plus years. They got incredibly wealthy, but now that's bringing down the whole system. But because the United States was critical to all this and the main place they sold their goods, we still had the power, and so at the last minute, it's just flipping back to a new system, and that's why Trump should succeed, is succeeding, because even most of the elites that went along with all this and got super rich are now flipping back over because it actually makes more sense, and that's why Trump's destined to succeed if he doesn't blow his feet off with the ridiculous Jeffrey Epstein crap, you know, saying shut it down, don't look at it, when we know there's no real evidence about him there. But the CIA wants him to shut it down because they were involved with Mossad running it. He's been asked to do that. He turns around and does it. Then the Democrats turn around and use it on him. So then he says, okay, bring stuff about them. And so we're back to where we were. How do you see that affecting things?
Well, I mean, I wish that the Epstein stuff wasn't such a stinking distraction, Alex. And who knows what is going to be behind it, why the CIA is covering it up, you know, who's involved, Mossad, whoever, right? The good thing is that you've done investigation on it. Trump's not on there, right? But this is a distraction of all distractions, focusing us away from what is really important for the American public right now. And I'm not saying that human trafficking is awful. These stuff that's happened to kids, it's awful, and these people need to go to jail. They're evil, they're awful, they're horrible.
But it's definitely being used to try to bring down the Trump administration and distract from other things.
And it's a distraction from the economy right now, as Trump is winning on the economy, which I was just talking to a good friend earlier this morning. Husband hasn't worked in 2 years in the construction work because people can't afford to buy their houses, right? It's like lower interest rates, Jerome Powell, right? He's wanting to blame Trump for a recession. And Trump, given the ability to run free without these massive headwinds, is going to grow the economy. Growing the economy is going to be fantastic for silver because of the industrial demand. It's going to be great for cryptocurrency, because cryptocurrency tends to go with the stock market, right? But if these things aren't allowed because the headwinds are so strong and they want to destroy Trump so bad, we go into a recession that's actually an inflationary recession because of all the money that's been printed, all the debt that's out there. That's what they want Trump's legacy to be. is the president who goes down with one of the worst inflationary recessions in the history of America.
People don't know. It'd be worse than the Great Depression if this happens, because the demographics, the numbers, the debt, the energy issues, all of it. And the globalists want post-industrial. They believe they can crash the world economy, social engineer us, bring in universal basic incomes. But they can only do that if we don't blame them. The globalists are already reviled. That's why I've told the globalists, your plan, you can't crash things and blame Trump, dumbasses. He's already set Powell up to get the blame, which is true. So we're not in the old game where you controlled all the media and you can pull off these crimes and these economic disasters and war and get away with it. You guys need to get on board, and then they'll actually keep their stolen wealth. I'm not even defending them. I'm saying what they're doing is like a kamikaze pilot. I mean, if you look at, like, they look at things one-dimensionally. Well, we can just do this and then get Trump, and when everybody goes belly up, we've got cash, we'll buy things up and vertically integrate. It'll be war in the streets and total collapse. And the globalists are on record building all these bunkers and trying to hide out. Why would you want to rule a world where you have to live in a bunker and it's like World War Z up on the surface? You people, that's why, see, Trump wants golf courses and hotels and steakhouses and football games and American flags and real jobs and factories. And it's just like you globalists think it's cool to be James Bond supervillains. It's not cool. It's not cool to try to pretend you're Adolf Hitler or Joseph Stalin, you jerks. But they just love it. They love keeping their thumb on us. And I just don't know if they, I mean, even the last WEF meeting, they said everybody hates us. We got to get trust back. And they came up with the new lies. So they admit they're dying. They admit they're obsolete. They admit everyone's turning on. They're having to cancel elections in Europe and arrest their political opposition all over the world. And it just gets worse for them by the minute, but they don't stop, Kurt. I mean, Trump's giving them options to run up the flag. They can take their stolen money and just go away, but they won't do it. So now Trump's, okay, and I mean, Justice Department's getting indictments ready. And then I ask, what will the globalists do once that happens? You know they're going to pull off false flags and stuff. They're not giving up, Kurt. So I'm really worried. I mean, at least we've got the initiative. At least we're not laying down. But I want people to understand the danger of these globalists, because they are so used to winning and so used to us going along with it that I think they're going to go ahead and just keep being obstructionist and accelerationist. And again, folks, it's not the weird, crazy Muslims or white supremacists or black supremacists that want accelerationists. That's a very small group of people. No, the globalists, the Extinction Rebellion, King Charles, the New World Order, they want to collapse civilization. They think they'll control, so they'll rule it, have a new feudalist system. They're the accelerationists, and that's why we're in so much danger.
Huge danger, and everything that you said has such a deep spiritual underpinning to it, right? Pride comes before the fall, right? Their pride and their arrogance is going to cause them to be very, very dangerous, like a rabid dog backed into a corner, right? They're going to fight to the death to get their way out, right? But ultimately, pride comes before the fall. So I'm looking at some of these other spiritual underpinnings. You look at central bank digital currency, the ability to cut you off from buying or selling if your ideology doesn't match up with it. That's what they want. That's what's at risk of being lost because of Trump's stablecoin and now privatization of money, so to speak. See, this is where,
by the way, all the heads of the central banks, the head of the UN, all of them say they're going to use it to control all our activities. Sorry, go ahead.
Yes, their words, not ours. This isn't coming from a conservative podcaster. This is coming from their own words at the Bank for International Settlements. You can look at Project Enbridge. You can look at Project Icebreaker. You could look at all these different projects that they have. But when the ability to cut you off from buying or selling based on your ideology, your digital social profile, your social credit score, to me, that's the mark of the beast, Alex. Well, God wouldn't talk about the mark of the beast unless there's options, because he's a God of freedom and a God of choice. We have the choice as a Christian to accept Jesus or not. We have a choice to sin or not sin. You will have a choice to actually accept the mark of the beast, which is terrible in Revelation, or not accept it. Well, now that we've got the stable coins, right? We've got an alternative system. There's actually
God
something.
God always gives us a way out. For people that don't understand the Bible, it's all very clear. You have to worship the beast to get the mark. You don't just, I'll accept it. No, you've got it's social credit score. You've got to, and it's always going to change. It's always going to be more. He says you got to turn your kids over to the government. Boys will be girls. Girls will be men. Children will be put above their parents. It's all described.
All All of it's described. And see, they're going to make it really hard to not accept it in the sense of universal basic income, right? Even Christians who know Revelation and they're getting their Social Security payments through the central bank digital currency. It's like, if you don't accept this, well, you're not going to get your Social Security payments. Well, or your universal basic income. What are people going to do? This is where...
Oh, they've already announced all the cars have AI in them now. I took an Uber this morning as we hiked super far, but then, you know, drove back to the office in an Uber. And the thing was literally going, your seatbelt's not on. We only want you to be safe. And the AI was barking orders because my daughter was in the middle and hadn't put her, it was me and Sean and my daughter Charlotte, hadn't put her seatbelt on. And it was just, in the future, they've already said it will know who you are off the app, and they're saying that you will be docked or charged more or given a social credit knock for that. Again, everything is surveilled, folks, and it's all for good reasons, but it's not.
It's not. And this is why one of the options that you and I have talked about for years is like a tangible asset. Get out of the system. Get something that's not digital. For those of you who like tangible assets like gold and silver, take delivery of it. For those of you who are okay with the digital world, I see a world coming pretty soon where real world assets, whether it's gold, silver, real estate, stocks, bonds, mutual funds, are all going to be tokenized. We're heading into a digital world, which is why probably Jerome Powell, Christina Lagarde, they're concerned about the viability and future of the central bank.
That's right. It's either us or them. It's a battle of systems, and they want total control. So everyone should call you, get a free consultation on the phone or by email, and it's all, what is the wholesale best service delivered to you, or they've got depositories you keep it in, comes out of Texas. Incredible service. I've ordered a little bit of silver and gold, came like 2 days later, you know, delivered FedEx to the door. It is hands down, and I'm not trying to knock everybody else, folks, but I can make 3, 4, 5 times with the other groups, and they claim they're selling bullion, and then you call up and they pitch you a bunch of numismatics and other stuff. Even the bullion they claim, you know, it's not bullion. You can call Kirk, whatever the silver spot price is that's out of the ground. But whatever the wholesale price is for gold or silver, that's what you get. You can sell it back for free. Nobody of any renown has that. They have it. It's the hands down, the place to go, KEPM.com/gold. Put in the email there. You want to get called, they'll call you, free consultation. You can roll over financial instruments very, very easily. And gold and silver is the best producing, best performing thing right now, but it's an emergency backup. And it's not in competition with Bitcoin. You want to diversify in life and have different things. So people need to call 720-605-3900, 720-605-3900, and talk to Kirk Elliott. He answers the phone a lot. He's got over 50 people there in Denver, Colorado. He's an amazing person. Dr. Elliott, thank you so much.
My pleasure, Alex. We'll see you soon.
KEPM.com/gold, 720-605-3900. And we get a good sponsorship out of it. We get a little percent of whatever you get there. And I've been offered $1 million a month to, you know, sell you numismatics at 30%, 40% above spot. And people will buy it. Show you a bunch of pretty coins. People do. I won't do that. It's okay to go out and people like collectible coins, knock yourself out. But if you're doing it for an investment, you want bars, folks, okay? And from known mints. And that's it. It's very simple. Not rocket science, okay? So, I mean, our financial issues would be over if I'd rip people off. So, we get a $100,000 sponsorship. Some bigger months, $150,000, having Kirk on promoting it. Because there's not a bunch of profit in ripping people off. But in scalability, there is for Kirk. He's the biggest, even though he doesn't make a lot of money compared to firms that are smaller. But he's the biggest because all the smart people know he's the best, period. There are a lot of other good little mom and pops and groups out there, but there's just not, you have to be massively scaled up to sell gold and silver with a tiny percentage. You have to be massively scaled up, or you can't operate on small profits. Remember, that's like McDonald's back when it was 56 years ago, still good food. When I was a kid, it was good and tasty, and beef tallow, delicious. But, you know, the guy that created it, he said, look, I'd rather sell people, you know, billions of hamburgers and only make a small percentage on them, then sell you a million hamburgers and make a bigger percent because I make more money selling you a billion hamburgers. Well, the problem is you got to get up to a billion hamburgers. That's what Kirk's doing. So it's why it's the only place you can get it like that and not get screwed over. And so gold and silver is a great thing, except anything good. It's like a water hole in the Sahara. The water's good, and the gazelles and the elephants and things come there to drink. But what is hanging around the water hole? Or out in the savannah in Western Africa, down in Central Africa or Eastern Africa? What's hanging around where all the prey comes? Crocodiles that are 20 feet long and lions. Well, Kirk Elliott's not a lion. He's not a crocodile. He's the water. He's the good deal. But people that don't know that just go stumbling in to the water's good. The gold and silver is the water. It's good. God gave it to us. But around that water hole, baby, you better look in those grass right there. You see those eyes looking at you? That's a lion. You see those little eyes over there in the water? Looks like a log. That's an 18-foot-long crocodile. Yeah. And I am so pissed that there aren't very many good gold and silver companies. I mean, it's really disgusting. Pretty good analogy, though, right? The pool is the gold and silver. The gold and silver companies are the predators, the crocodiles, the hippopotamus. Hippos aren't mean. Oh, they kill more people than Africa or anything else. They're the meanest thing around. All right. That is the meanest, toughest land animal. A hippopotamus would take a polar bear. The next toughest animal is like, I guess an elephant can run them both over, but a bull elephant. All right. Speaking of funding our operation, the real way we fund it is thealexjonesstore.com. We have a ultra massive sale. Buy one bottle of any of the supplements, any of the t-shirts, any of the ball caps, and get one free store-wide. But you got to be a VIP, which is so easy because you can cancel any time, month to month. You get $40 to spend in the store for the VIP. That's $30 a month. And then you get special deals, special offers, special sales on top of it. Everybody should be a VIP. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Get the Ultramethylene Blue. Get the Shilajit. Get the Irish Sea Moss. Get the Next Level Foundational Energy. Get the incredible supplements that are there. There's so many others I haven't talked about. They are incredible because I'm going to, again, sell you something that blows you away so you want it again. I've just got to get you to try it for the first time. Do it now.
Just got in my Methylene Blue, Ultra Methylene Blue USP grade from thealexjonesstore.com. And I've heard all the rants and raves about this. I'm really interested to see how I'm going to feel. I'm going to do a third dropper and then some water right now. And I am going to see, that's plenty. Maybe that's a little bit more. I'm going to mix this up. And pretty excited to see how this is going to work. So after I fully drink this, I will let everybody know the effects of, hopefully, of what is the unlimited power. What's going on, Xers? Jay Rocket here. Just giving y'all an update. It's been an hour past doing the one dropper of the Ultramethylene Blue USB grade at the AlexJonesStore.com. Currently at the gym right now, and it's hard to explain what I feel other than I do feel the mental clarity. I don't have any cloudy thoughts. My focus seems relaxed, but very on point. And the energy kind of feels clean. No jittery, things like that. I haven't really felt any tingling or anything. Maybe if I'll even probably take an extra dropper next time. This is on an empty stomach as well. So definitely feel just cool, calm, and collected, but very focused, very centralized. It's a very calm zen feeling. So if you haven't gotten to try this stuff yet, y'all need to go to the thealexjonesstore.com and get your methylene blue today.
leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones.